if you'll listen to God, he'll point some stuff out to you. It ain't going to make you happy. But he's going to point it out to you. I got a letter from a certain minister. I'm not going to tell you his name. And I'm not sure if it was here from him or from somebody that knows him. I'm not sure if they're trying to run a scam. Don't know it. But you know this man of God very much. They sent me this letter. And when I got the letter, I read it. I laughed. I said, you got to be kidding me. Really? You think? And as I was telling Sister Sherry about it, I was telling Brother Andy first, I was telling Sister Sherry about it, God said, see, that's what I'm telling you. You're not listening. You have bitterness in your spirit because you've been hurt. And you've disguised the hurt. And you've hidden it down in the very depths of your heart. And now I'm informing you that it's there. So that you can get it out. So when I come back from my church, I'm not going to find it. Yeah, that's what he told me this morning. Messed me up. And then I get over here, and the worship songs they were singing just pierced my spirit. I mean, they just, it's like, the worship, the anointing from the songs just flow right down into my spirit. And then when I asked him to do that other song, when she said, I want to see your face, I was done. It was a wrap. I was putty. Because there's something we want from him. Something we need from him. Sure, we want to be blessed financially. We want to be healed. We want to have good physical bodies. We want to have peace in our minds. We want to be able to have joy in our spirits. We want all these things that we have need of. But ain't none of that stuff going to get you into heaven. Wow. It's only one word that's going to get you into heaven. L-O-V-E. That's it. That's what it's coming down to. Because there's anger. I've been around some folks this week who confess to be born again believers, always talking about the power of God, and they are angry. How can you be an angry Christian? The word of God says be angry and sin not. They are angry. And you look at them and you go, I'm glad I'm not like that. I'm glad I don't have them problems. Until God begins to show you that you don't have them problems, you have worse ones. Oh, not me, Lord. Not me. Yeah, yeah. You. See, I'm doing this. You. So, I've preached this message before, but it took on a new meaning to me this morning in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. It kind of does correspond with Philippians 3, 13, somewhere around there, where it says, forgetting those things which are behind you and pressing on for the mark. Don't worry, I'm going to keep it short this morning because I don't want to make nobody mad. Psych. If you get mad, then you got this problem. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and have not it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Jesus showed up today and you saw him like he was, and you didn't see no bitterness in his life. No envy, no strife, no conflict, no jealousy. You didn't see none of these things in his life. But it mirrored your life. And you saw that stuff in your life. How many would still think they were going to heaven? It's quiet in here today. Don't worry, I'm not going to keep you long. He says, behold, perceive, Pastor Keys. Stop taking it naturally and look into the spirit. Search your spirit. We're so busy searching everybody else's spirit, we didn't forget we have fruit. Come on. Yeah. Perceive what manner or what possible sort of love the Father hath bestowed. The word love here not just talks about charity, but it also talks about affection, compassion. Talks about Christ, actually. The Father or the parent has what? Bestow. Yeah. Amen. I like that word bestow, because it means given to or placed in. Yeah. That's why it says he gave us our own free will and volition. So you can decide what you're going to do with what you have. Amen. We have to decide, but a lot of times we allow our emotionalism and our sensualism to control what we feel and what we see. Amen. I was brokenhearted, Brother Tony, when God informed me this morning that I was bitter. You know, I called my daughter yesterday, Danny, and I was telling Danny about it because she knows all about it. And I know she could tell in my voice that I was bitter about the situation. But if God hadn't informed me about the bitterness, I would have kept masking it. I would have kept hiding it and covering it up. In the long run, who is it going to affect? Me. Somebody done you wrong. Who made that song? So I don't know, one of them groups, what's his name? He used to be on TV with the long black hair and had the three singers behind him. Somebody done you wrong song or something. Somebody know what kind of... Somebody done you bad. They done broke your heart and expect it and look at you like they ain't done nothing to you. And you done mask your bitterness and your anger in your spirit and disguised it as forgiveness. Just if Rev do something to me and break my heart, just because I go to him and talk to him and laugh and joke around with him, don't mean I done forgave him. We don't allow our old man, our old mindset to trick us into thinking because I can still fellowship with you and still tell you how great you are and how wonderful you are and lie and tell you that I love you, that I done forgave you. But you have to look at what God has put in us. And that we should. That don't mean you are. Yeah. It says that you should. The reason it put should in there because It's based on your transformation in God. Yeah. It's based on your mindset change. It's based on you admitting, you know what, Lord, maybe I am angry about a certain situation. At least entertain it. Maybe I am upset because this and this and that and that and this. And why? Because we have allowed our past relationships and circumstances to affect our now. If you allow it to affect your now, then you can't walk in the love of God. Everybody talks about God, but they don't love God. Take, for instance, the Boston bombing. That was tragic. That broke my heart to find out that 8 and 9 year old children lost their legs. One died because two knuckleheads, which they had the spirit of the devil in them, but just operating out of their own flesh and their own idealistic beliefs, did what they did. But I listened to them, Pastor Keys and Pastor Relliford, talk about how the country has come together. And how we're being compassionate and loving one another, just like 9/11. Yes. When 9/11 happened, all you saw was red, white, and blue flags. Everybody encouraging and lifting up each other. A month later, you went back to hating the same person you hated before 9/11. 3 weeks from now, the same people that were hugging each other but forgot they hugged them. Because there's no love of God.
Amen. Amen.
People of God have become sharks. They will swim around you until you make the wrong move. And then they will take a hunk out of your flesh. Because there's no true love of God. You can't operate in the love of God if you've got the bitterness and anger hidden deep down in your spirit. And I got news for you. Something is about to happen in your life to make you realize it. Either you're going to change it or you're going to remask it. Yeah. Let me get going here. That we should become the sons of God. I like that part, because when it talks about sons of God, it's talking about someone that is produced. Yeah. I almost don't like this word, Edward Ryan, but it kind of goes along with it. Manufactured. God is trying to manufacture new hearts, new mindsets, new attitudes, new characters in the people of God. You know the old saying, all you got is your family? Forget that. Amen. You can throw that out the window. Amen. It was like that years ago, but it ain't like that now. Amen. Because half your family want what you got. Amen. Let's keep it real. And they'll pat you on the back, but all the time they say, you dirty dog. You don't deserve what you got. And then if you mess up, they go, got just what it deserved. But see, God is trying to bring us someplace. You know that little simple scripture? It's so simple. When it says, love conquers a multitude of sin. The love of God has the ability to overwhelm nature or bad characters that seem to be multiplying. Yeah. But that's why God needs you. We get up and we preach all the time, God don't need us, he can do it all by himself. Who gonna listen to him? If God come down and sat down next to somebody, what they gonna do? They gonna have a heart attack. Or you're going to find them in the same padded cell going. So he uses you. He lets you go through the hell you go through. Go through all the opposition you go through. All the affliction you go through. All the persecution you go through. He lets you mask your anger and your anxiety and your bitterness in your heart. So that sooner or later he can bring it up out of you. So that you can finally stand up and proclaim that he is Lord.
Yeah.
All right. I tell God that you are God. You are Lord. Folks running around here disrespecting one another.
Come on.
And don't know why. But they're too super spiritual to look down into their hearts and ask God to show them why. He'll show you. You may not like what he show you. But he will show. Brother Larry, it's been a whole lot of times he didn't show me and I did not like it. I said, God, you got the wrong brother. And his reply is, keep on messing with me. I'm going to show you just how wrong I am. Don't think I want to go there. I'm revealing, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to let you know that this stuff that you got to get through.
Yeah.
When they first made me pastor this church, I didn't get calls from nobody. All the ministries that came through this church, I didn't get a call from not one person saying, congratulations. We thank God that Pastor Hart's ministry is going on. Not a one, not a brother, not a sister, not another pastor, another prophet. The only man that came to my rescue was Reverend Rex Squall.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Called me on a weekly basis, sometimes twice a week, till he knew that I had myself together. Did I get bitter? Yes. Did I hide it? Yes. I hid it. And I kept doing ministry. But there was something missing from the ministry that I was doing. You can't be bitter and minister in love. Just like you can't be angry and preach. Because whatever is in you is going to come out of you. That's why sometimes you see me hit this platform and I look at Rex and you preaching this morning. Because something that affected my spirit and I'm trying not to give it to you. You ever seen that? I love movies. Let me tell you something. Don't no movie bother me. Because that's all it is a movie. It's just a movie. Where one guy is infected, the walking dead. Now, I don't watch that because that's just absolutely stupid to me. Don't get offended if you like it. Bunch of folks walking around with no brains. They don't have no brains. Yeah, you're right, Brother Andy. Brainless, but they got enough common sense to know that they need to eat your brain to live. Come on, let's be real. But you know, it's one of the biggest shows on TV. Almost. But you're right. We have a bunch of brainless folks now in the church going around wanting to eat other folks' brains. Because there's no love of God in their life. But they have tricked themselves. They have seduced themselves. And they have masked their hatred and their envy and their strife and their jealousy and their conflict deep down in their spirit. And if you hide something deep down, you're going to forget where it's at.
Yeah.
Perfect scenario. Rodney, my brother Rodney, I miss him now. Now that he can't, he's out the picture. He can't do nothing. He's not happy at all. He had this bad habit because I never locked my door. He would go in my room, help himself, whatever he thought. He'd go in my refrigerator. He'd go in my bedroom, take my cufflinks. If he saw one of my ties, he'd go, oh, I want that. Take my tie. If I left some money left on the dresser, he'd take a few dollars, leave me a note, I got this. I say, you didn't ask. His answer was, oh, bro. So I got to the place, I started, if I had a little change, I would hide it. Get so caught up and confused in what's going on, couldn't remember where I placed it. I tore that apart. I mean, just tore it up. I bet I could find close to $1,000. I'm glad y'all don't have no keys. But as long as I'm looking for it, I'm never gonna find it. Now I have found $50, $60. I'll be sitting there and God will flash something in my spirit and I'll get up and go look and I'll be shouting. I say, well, Lord, how come you didn't want to show me the rest? He said, you shouldn't have hit it. That's the way the love of God is. It says, stop hiding stuff. God done gave us this, done put this in us, bestowed this upon us that we should be. You got to make up in your mind you want to be one of the sons of God. Therefore, the world... Look at the word therefore. It has actually two meanings. It means by reason of and that thing of intent. Caleb, what did Caleb say when he came back from over when they spied out the land? We can take it. Didn't he say that? He said we can take it. We're well able to take it. Are you able to take it? The problem is you don't want to take what's back there that's then afflicted you into your now to afflict you now. Let me tell you something. Between the old man and Satan, they don't care if you got money. When it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, they don't care how happy you are. Because they figure sooner or later you're not going to be. Sooner or later you're going to be short on money. They already got this thing figured out, the both of them. But what they want to do is separate you from your love in God. Because if they do, then you'll start acting like the very people that you've been talking about. Oh, I know you ain't talked about nobody. You ain't called nobody no devil. Not lately. I'm closing with this. But beloved, now are we. You have to recognize that you are right now. The Son of God. You got to recognize right now that you are the sons of God. I like because it says sons because it has an infinite meaning. It means that it's time for us to stop bickering, being hateful, being jealous and envious of one another and come together and realize that we have these problems in our lives and ask God to help them with it. He ain't no, listen here, God ain't no surgeon, even though we preach that he is. He's not going to come in, stick his hand down in your spirit, and pull out jealousy. He's going to tell you, I gave you a word.
Come on now.
That's greater than whatever it is you're going through. If you live by it, you can stand on it. And if you can stand on it, your race won't be as hard as you think it is.
Amen.
I think I want to be one of the Son of Gods right now. You know, I say, now I ain't going to let you just walk up and sock me in the face and get away with it. So don't press the issue. But I'm going to realize that I screwed up and I'm going to go to God. That's what God loved about David. Because of the love that was in his heart. Not just for God, but for the people of God. Now, he got caught up with the guy. That was something his flesh wanted.